Now flip over, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Keep your heart with all diligence. Keep God's word in front of you. Make sure you have good information, good teaching, good doctrine coming in all the time to counteract the junk that the world is going to be teaching you, okay? Because there's a battle for your mind. Who's going to win the battle? Is the Lord going to win the battle? And is he going to determine how you feel about things, what you think about things? Or is the devil going to win the battle and you're just going to have a worldly philosophy on life and a worldly philosophy on current events and the day that we're living? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. The Bible says, "For though we walk in the flesh," watch this, "we do not war after the flesh." So, do we war? Yes, we do. We don't war after the flesh, but we do war. We're in a war. There's a battle. What kind of a war is it? Is it a physical battle? No, because we don't war after the flesh. It says in verse number 4, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." Carnal means fleshly, physical. Think of the Spanish word carne, which means meat, right? So he's saying the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshly. They're not physical weapons. We don't literally pick up a sword or an axe or those type of weapons. But he says the weapons of our warfare are mighty. They're not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, this is not talking about sacking a city or a fortress when it says pulling down strongholds. This isn't talking about storming Area 51 or something, you know. This isn't talking about, you know, going to some gated city, some walled city, some kind of a fortress and storming it when it talks about pulling down strongholds. Because in the next verse, he defines himself in verse 5, casting down imaginations. So the fortresses, the walls, the bulwarks, the strongholds that need to be stormed and taken down are actually imaginations. They're actually thoughts. They are actually things that go on in the mind. The battle is a battle of the mind. So the Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Folks, this should be our goal, is to get our thoughts to line up with his thoughts, right? Bringing our thoughts into captivity. So we storm into the stronghold of your mind and we take some prisoners. You know, there's some refractory thoughts in there, some rebellious thoughts. We need to take them captive and we need to bring them over to the right side, right? And we need to bring them into conformity with what the Word of God teaches.